Lesson 109, 1 Corinthians 12, Introduction. Paul wrote about many gifts of the Spirit. He compared the church to a physical body and explained that just as the body needs every part to function properly, each church member can use the gifts of the Spirit to contribute to and strengthen the church. Note: lead your students through the learning process. Students are edified when you lead them through a learning process that resembles what you experienced while preparing the lesson. Lead students to search the Scriptures for understanding and to discover gospel truths for themselves. Give them opportunities to explain the gospel in their own words and to share and testify of what they know and feel. This helps them internalize the gospel in their minds and hearts. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Corinthians 12, 1-11. Paul teaches about spiritual gifts. Display a picture of the following stone. Please refer to the picture on the top of 376 in Lesson 109. Invite a student to read aloud the inscription at the top of the stone. Explain that while President David O. McKay was serving a mission in Scotland, he saw this stone above the door of a building near Stirling Castle and was inspired by its message. Explain that each symbol in the 9 squares of this stone represents a numerical value. Ask students to identify the numerical value of each shape. From left to right, the symbols represent 5, 10, and 3 in the top row, 4, 6, and 8 in the middle row, and 9, 2, and 7 in the bottom row. What is the sum of the 3 numbers represented in the top row, the middle row, the bottom row? Explain that the numbers represented in any given row, column, or diagonal line on this stone add up to 18. One reason that these shapes may have been included with the phrase, "Whate'er thou art, act well thy part," is that if any of these shapes were rearranged or if their values changed, the rows and columns on the stone would no longer add up to 18 in every direction. Invite students as they study 1 Corinthians 12 to consider how we as members of the church are like the shapes on the stone. Summarize 1 Corinthians 12, 1-2 by explaining that Paul wanted to teach the church members in Corinth about spiritual gifts, which many of the saints had misunderstood. Paul reminded them that before their conversion, they had been led astray by idolatry. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 12, 3 aloud, and ask the class to look for how we can know for ourselves that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. Explain that Joseph Smith taught that the word "say" in verse 3 should be understood as "know." See Church History, Volume 4, pages 602 through 603. According to 1 Corinthians 12, 3, how can we obtain a personal testimony of Jesus Christ? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. Only through the Holy Ghost can we obtain a personal testimony that Jesus Christ is our Savior. You might want to explain that the same principle applies to obtaining a personal testimony of Joseph Smith or of the Book of Mormon. To help students better understand this truth, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, "A testimony is a most precious possession because it is not acquired by logic or reason alone. It cannot be purchased with earthly possessions, and it cannot be given as a present or inherited from our ancestors. We cannot depend on the testimonies of other people. We need to know for ourselves." President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Every Latter-day Saint has the responsibility to know for himself or herself, with a certainty beyond doubt, that Jesus is the resurrected living Son of the living God." End quote. From Fear Not to Do Good, Ensign, May 1983. Also, quote, "We receive this testimony when the Holy Spirit speaks to the Spirit within us. We will receive a calm and unwavering certainty that will be the source of our testimony and conviction." End quote. From The Power of Personal Testimony, Ensign Orleahona, November 2006. Why is it important to understand that a testimony of Jesus Christ comes only through the Holy Ghost? What can we do to invite the Holy Ghost into our lives? explained that as recorded in 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6, Paul taught that there are a variety of spiritual gifts that operate in different ways, but that all come from God through the Holy Ghost. You may want to explain that gifts of the Spirit are blessings or abilities given through the Holy Ghost, and that God gives at least one gift to every member of the church. See also Doctrine and Covenants 46, verse 11. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 12, 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why gifts of the Spirit are given to us. If necessary, explain that to profit with all means for the common good of all saints. What truth can we learn from Paul about why gifts of the Spirit are given to Heavenly Father's children? Students should identify a truth similar to the following. Gifts of the Spirit are given to benefit all of Heavenly Father's children. Write this truth on the board. To help students understand this truth, copy the following chart on the board and ask students to copy it in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Please refer to the chart on the middle of page 377 of Lesson 109. Divide the class into groups of two or three. Invite each group to study 1 Corinthians 12, 8-11, and to follow the accompanying instructions. You may want to list these instructions on the board or provide them on a handout. Number 1. In the first column of your chart, list each spiritual gift mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, 8-11. Number 2. Discuss the meaning or give an example of each spiritual gift. Invite each group to report the spiritual gifts they discovered and the meaning of each gift. As needed, explain that the word of wisdom, verse 8, refers to good judgment and the appropriate application of knowledge. The word of knowledge, in verse 8, refers to a knowledge of God and His laws. Discerning of spirits, verse 10, refers to recognizing truth and untruth and perceiving the good and evil in others. And divers kinds of tongues, verse 10, refers to the ability to speak in foreign or unknown languages. Ask each group to pick two spiritual gifts mentioned in verses 8 through 10, and to write in the second column of the chart how those gifts can benefit God's children. After sufficient time, invite a few students to explain one of their answers from the second column to the class. Point out that the spiritual gifts mentioned specifically in the Scriptures are only a few of the numerous gifts we can receive through the Spirit. What other gifts could come to us through the Holy Ghost? What spiritual gifts have you noticed in your family members, friends, and classmates? What can we do to discover our spiritual gifts? Ask Heavenly Father about them in prayer and receive and study our patriarchal blessings. Invite students to ponder the spiritual gifts they have been given and how they can benefit from them and use them to benefit others. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. The gifts of the Spirit are given to bless the entire membership of the church. Ask four students to come to the board. Without letting the rest of the class hear, assign each of these students one of the following words: foot, hand, ear, and eye. Instruct each student to draw a picture of his or her word on the board, and ask the class to guess what each student is drawing. After the class correctly identifies each drawing, invite the students to return to their seats. Ask the class to consider how the feet, hands, ears, and eyes contribute to the work the body does. Have you ever injured a minor body part, such as a finger, tooth, or toe? How did this minor injury affect even simple daily tasks? Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 12, 12-14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul compared the body and its parts to. What did Paul compare the body and its parts to? The Church of Jesus Christ and its members. Write the following scripture reference and question on the board. 1 Corinthians 12, 15-22 and 25-30. In what ways did Paul compare the body to the church? Divide students into the same groups as before. Ask each group to read 1 Corinthians 12, 15-22 and 25-30 aloud together, looking for ways in which Paul compared members of the church to parts of the body. You may want to suggest that students look for what Paul taught about the body and its parts before identifying how he likened parts of the body to church members. After sufficient time, ask students to report what they found. Why do you think Paul discussed the roles of individual church members right after he wrote about spiritual gifts? What concerns might church members today have that could be resolved by Paul's teachings about church members being like parts of the body? What principle can we learn from Paul's comparison to church members to parts of the body? Make sure students identify the following principle. As we use our unique spiritual gifts to serve others, we can strengthen the church. Write this principle on the board. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Consider giving each student a copy of the statement. Quote, "We are all in this great endeavor together. We are here to assist our Father in His work and His glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Your obligation is as serious in your sphere of responsibility as is my obligation in my sphere. No calling in this church is small or of little consequence. All of us, in the pursuit of our duty, touch the lives of others." End quote. From This is the Work of the Master, Ensign, May 1995. How is the church blessed because of the different spiritual gifts and callings of individual members? How have you seen in your family a seminary class or a ward or branch strengthened by the spiritual gifts of its members? Ask students to ponder how they can use their spiritual gifts to strengthen the church and bless the lives of others. Invite students to read 1 Corinthians 12:31 silently, looking for what Paul counseled the Corinthian saints to do. What did Paul counsel the saints to do? Explain that covet in this verse means to seek earnestly. See verse 31, footnote A. What can we do to earnestly seek the best gifts of the Spirit? See also D&C 46:8-9. Express your testimony and gratitude for spiritual gifts and encourage students to earnestly seek for and use spiritual gifts to serve others and to strengthen the church.